This meeting is now being recorded.
So thank you for joining the Latin Generation Panel call on 11th of April, 2017. We have Mariana, Bill, Dennis, Fiametta, Nicole, Michael, and Sarmad on the call. So over to you, Mariana.
I must apologize for the first, because I was not very good last week, so I have not prepared properly, as I think it should be this call, but at least we have a lot of things to discuss about our proposal, and the only topic today will be the discussion about our proposal and how shall we change it to suit the to satisfy or to remove remarks from integration panel. Sarmad, will you be so kind to put on the screen the proposal from the Google Docs with comments? Could you find the link?
Yes, I'm doing it right now, so I'll share it with you.
Oh, thank you very much.
Yes.
Thank you very much.
Give me a minute. Okay, so can you all see this? Just let me know which page you would like me to take this to, Mariana.
Let's start from the beginning.
Okay.
Okay. Okay. Just a few moments before the call, I resolved some of the comments which was obvious, which were clear, and now Nepal has done a lot of changes during the last few days, but I must apologize, I was not capable to do anything more, so let's start from the beginning. Michael has changed please help me. The list of the topics, how it is called in English. But we can leave it at the end. We can change. We can discuss. This is the result of all the other changes in the text. So let's skip the first page and start from the second page. A little bit more. There is no comment still. Yeah. The first one, which is not quite clear, is this one from Richard Hoffman. I cannot see what he wants here. So if anyone understands what is in this comment, please help me to resolve it.
That's me. Michael.
Hello? Michael, please. Yeah, I have a short screen, so I didn't see that you put your hand up. Please.
Sorry, yeah.
Please, Michael.
Hoffman is just a pseudonym I use for Google, since I didn't want them to have my real name. Well, anyway, this was just an issue which is fixed now. The word in documents in Latin that used to be...
Oh, I see.
The image, that's fixed by now.
Okay, so I can put it like result. say?
Yes.
Yes. Thank you. Thank you very much. The next one is, those were some changes made by Michael. A little bit up. The first one is the discussion about panicod representation of an IDM. Richard Hoffman also had the had pointed that the XN and so on is a valid TLDR label. Yes, it is, but it is, and as I understood earlier, it is an IDN label which is converted using PANICODE so that it is suitable to be used by DNS. So if anyone can add something to my explanation, please do it now. Maybe I'm wrong somehow, but I'm not quite sure what to do with this. Michael had some suggestion that, had a suggestion that we could change or add some discussion about U-label and A-label and so on. I don't think it is necessary, but what is the opinion of the other people in the room? No one is raising hand. So, I will treat it as, yes, is someone trying to speak? I don't see any hands up. Hello, Sarmad?
Yeah, I'm here, sorry.
Oh. So, you lost connectivity.
So let me share my
screen. Yeah. Again. Yes. Let's try again.
Okay.
Hello?
Yeah, I think we're all here. So you can you hear me?
Yes. Yes. At least I hear you. But it is a very, very...
But please go ahead, Brianna.
Yes.
Please go ahead.
It's a very low. The voices are fainting. Really, I don't hear. What are you saying? Thank you.
I lowered my mic. Is it better now? Hello, everybody. Hello?
Diana, can you hear me?
Yes, I hear you. I hear you now. And I lowered
my mic.
We
can all hear each other. We can all hear each other. Can you all hear me as well, or do I need to in?
I can hear you, Samar.
Yeah, so I think let's move ahead. I'll share the screen again. So, Mariana, please go ahead.
Where we are now? About Richard Hoffman comments about U-label and A-label, should we clarify it somehow or leave it as it is? Because for me, it looks clear, but... And we didn't get any kind of suggestion from IP. Should we?
My suggestion is that we say that in the IBM domain name, in parentheses, U label, only the lower case letters A to Z can be used.
Sorry, I didn't understand you a word because the voice was so it was not clear. I couldn't catch what did you say. You are proposing what?
I'm writing.
Could you type it? It seems that we shall. It seems that we shall have a problem today with the conversation. Now. Yeah, that can change. That can clarify things. I didn't label, I didn't DNA, domain name label, or label, only lower K. Okay. I'll try to do this, and when I redo all the proposal, we shall have another round of comments. Let's proceed now. So we have some changes made by Dennis. Which probably could be accepted properly, but sorry, I was not good last week, so I didn't do the, let's say, the housekeeping of this document. I shall do this later and send a new version to the group, and everybody could comment the clean version of the document. Dennis had made some corrections in the text. Then we have a make us comment. This needs updates and her comments from Michael. Which one? Sorry. Thank you very much for the work you already did. The GP needs volunteers to check. But I started to compare our list of characters, especially in our proposal, within the list of characters defined in MSR2. our table name contains a lot of characters not from MSR2. Yeah, those are these ones which we included in the end during our test how many times we need to process one language. But the next section, we say the Latin extended A would be included, whereas is MSR2 only of every second characters are included. But, okay. The good thing is that our list of characters at the station VC contains exactly the list of characters from MSR2 plus the ones we added in our first run of language system. So I guess we only have to adjust the table in our proposal document. Thank you, Michael, very much for this comment. I was a little bit confused during our face-to-face meeting in Copenhagen when one of the guys from the integration panel said that we have less characters than it is specified in MSR2. So we have to find with them where is exactly the problem. Because a few people checked our table and Michael has changed the set of the code points in the Latin script, so we shall we shall adjust our proposal according to the Michael's comments and see what integration panel will say later. Okay. Thank you, Michael, for this very much. Let's proceed. I'll try to check again say this is resolved. Now we have yes, does someone want to say something? No, I don't see any hands up. So the next one is the comment from IP, which says that some three paragraphs from our discussion about diacritics should be removed. Yes? No, no one is raising the hand. So I will. I have pointed to this remark, and Michael, Conclusions IP is the governing board. However, it says to save the text for the reuse for the future documents, as it may still become relevant even if it is too densely written for now. Okay, this is resolved. Just to have to be implemented properly in the proposal. Anyone wants to add something to it, to my discussion? No. Please, Sarmat, proceed further on. Move the document a little bit more to, Latin script is represented in Unicode and variant relationship with the other script. There is a long discussion by Michael here. I am sorry I didn't read it, but please, Michael, could you just point out what did you think here? Not me to read all of your comments. I'm sorry I didn't read it before. I didn't read it before because of my health condition in this moment. Michael, could you say something about it? What was the main purpose of your comment? No? I'm unable to speak since I'm unable to connect to the conference call. How? And you are connected.
So I think his voice channel is not connected, Mariana.
His voice is not connected. Okay. Okay. Um, there is something in the chat. Michael did the research. Thanks to him, I just copied the comment into the document. He is not able to connect. So, did anyone read this comment and had anything to add or to comment against it? Mats, do you want to say something? No, because your mic is on. No, is raising the. Yes. Oh, we have a very bad connection today. Sorry. Sorry for this. But it happens from time to time. Someone is doing something on the document. We have a few more comments from Dennis Tan and someone else. Yeah, we should probably remove these three paragraphs and leave it like this. But we are now discussing Latin script as generated in, as represented in Unicode and various relationships with the other scripts. There were also some Hello? Is there anyone live over there? Please help me.
We can hear you, Mariana. I need
yes, to but I'm just talking to...
Look, I need to stop sharing the screen to get Mikal, dial out to Mikal. So if you... what I'm going to do is switch quickly and upload the document so that I... can stop sharing the screen. Sorry for this, but just give me a second.
Thank you.
It's too disruptive today for some reason.
Yeah. There is a storm in Belgrade with thunders. Hello, Shyameta. Our calls are not usually as difficult as this one today because you are for the first time on our call. So I hope you won't lose the interest for our group.
What I've done is I've shared the document, Mariana. You have control, so you can scroll through it. And I'll, in the meantime, try to dialogue
with okay.
Mikal and get him on the call as well. Sorry for that.
Yeah, oh, it's okay. Thank you. Thank you, Sarmat, very much. We are now, I'm moving forward. Critics. Yeah. We are now at the topic Latin script as represented in Unicode and variant relationship with the other scripts. Also, IP had some comments there, and their proposal was to remove some of this discussion and I think Michael proposed to leave the text for the later, but it didn't see to me that, okay, I was not sure. So, sorry, my screen is too small, so I cannot read all the... Hello?
Yep.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay, so I think Mikal may have joined us. Mikal, can you hear us?
Yes, hello. Can you hear me?
Yes,
yeah.
We can.
Okay.
So I think we are looking at your comments. Would you like to take us through them?
Yes, I can try. Which one
Please.
Should we start with?
We are now at the first comment from IEP, which suggests that we should remove the last paragraph in the section 1.2.1. And you had some discussion, you had some proposals.
So what I did was I copied in the comment from IP regarding these three paragraphs, and below that is what I had to say about that, and I said I made a minor change. We should clarify what I see as a misunderstanding of the paragraphs in case the group decides to keep the paragraph. IP said there is
yeah.
a misunderstanding regarding what they called the watershed in Unicode 6.3. So in the text, I made minor changes, which removes 6.3 and makes clarification inside brackets in case the group decides to keep those three paragraphs. If not, they can remove, the three paragraphs can be removed, and that's fine by me, as I commented in an earlier comment above, which says concur, that is to I think it was Dennis' comment, to, that this paragraph could be removed. Does this clarify things?
Yeah, thank you very much. Thank you very much. Because I'm just thinking that it is more pragmatic to remove these three paragraphs from the text and save it for the later work. Otherwise, maybe IP will have some other comments on your comments, and it is good to have Latin panel seated as soon as possible to proceed with the organization of our future work, not to lose some time in, let's say, playing tennis or whatever with IP. That's how I think about it, but I will be very glad to hear what the other people from the panel thinks about it. Please say what is your opinion. Michael, is okay to remove these paragraphs and save it for the later work? And I was always very pragmatic and try to move forward. Michael is agreed. Has agreed. In the chat room. And nobody else is raising hands, so it seems that we have some kind of agreement that we shall remove these three paragraphs and save it for the later work. Okay. Okay. Mats is also... Mats, is your comment that you are agreeing to remove this? Yeah. Thank you very much. So we have taken the pragmatic approach. Let's move forward. 1.2.2. We have a comment from IP. These items will be the main topics of specific, sorry. Sorry, I cannot see it properly. I didn't have any impression that the whole paragraph should be, that the whole section should be removed. Maybe I was wrong. Yeah. Remove and save. Okay. That's about the previous. And this one, you think we also have to remove the 1.2.2? Does anyone have something to add? Okay. Some people are typing. Bill and Martha are typing. Yes. If that helps. Thank you very much, Martha. Not to lose a lot of time let's try to get the panel fitted as soon as possible. So I'm I think that it is the most pragmatic way to accept everything what IP proposed to be removed and move forward. Now, as short as possible. Okay, we have some. Yeah, Saramat, we are now at the position at the proposed initial composition and this relationship to the past and working and the past work or working groups. I was not sure. Okay, I was not sure what. Who has commented this and formatted a lot of text? I think this was Michael.
I did?
Yeah, you did it.
As you can see in the comments, there is a specific comment from Integration Panel about this, and also further down below, there was a comment by Sarmat who suggested removing a further table, which is why I would suggest merging those sections, the subsections.
Okay. Okay, I have nothing against it, but, you know, I'm sorry I was not prepared enough for this meeting, so I need your help, because last week I was not feeling good the whole weekend. I was not very ready for working, although I'm functioning somehow. Sorry for this, but the things will improve in the future, I suppose so. Okay,
Should I explain it in more detail?
Yes, please help all of us to understand what you have done, because maybe other people will have some comments. I will not, probably, because.
So, please. As you can see in what is now comment 13 in the Word file, it says, I copied in the paragraph from Integration Panel's comments to our document, and they said, given the breadth of the use of Latin script, the direct expertise of the various GP members does not adequately cover the total expected usage. It is therefore critically that the GP work with ICANN to expand its membership and to ensure access to qualified advisors. So Integration Panel is criticizing the breadth, the expertise available to the panel, and they ask the panel to clarify that they will ask ICANN to support our work by qualified advisors. This is what I understood from this comment, and therefore I made some minor changes to the text as per those comments. And the question is if the group finds this change useful or not, and if they understand the comments by Integration Panel in the same way or not. You cannot see the specific changes now in this Word version anymore. If you look at the Google Docs version, I think you can see the particular differences made.
What was exactly changed? Yeah. Michael, thank you. Michael, I hope I'm pronouncing your name in the right way. yes, I understood the IP comment. Michael, yeah. I understand exactly the IP comment as you explained now. And because your English is much better than mine, I hope that you have done the correct changes in our proposal. And if no one from the panel has any kind of comments about it, I'm ready to accept it as it is. That's why we are looking at the whole test all together, although we shall have, when I make the final text of the proposal, I will ask everyone to read it again and correct me if I have done anything wrong. Michael Boulan is also understood also in the same way, so he is agreeing with changes. Sama is typing something. So we can accept all these changes you have done, and you done it for sure in a better language than I will do it. Okay. So this one will be accepted. The next. Sarmad, we should probably also suggest that the GP will be working to invite more members. That's a good. Yes, we have started to do it a little bit during Copenhagen meeting. Yes, and we got some people from Asia Pacific and from Africa, although it is not enough at this moment, but at least we shall say that we have an intention to do it in the future and so on. Okay. Yeah, you have just removed the 2.3 section and made just one section about panel composition. So, it's just me, at least. We are almost agreed. We have agreed about a lot of changes up to now. This last paragraph, okay, we shall see in the final text how it fits. I mean, how this last paragraph, which were not deleted, fits in the text, which was previously written, but I hope you have done it in the right way. Now we have some discussion about, we should have some discussion about working plan, work plan. As you could see from some of my previous notes that it was necessary to change working plan and the work plan and to try to do as much work in parallel as it is possible. And the main request from integration panel was to get some preliminary preliminary results on developing variants between Cyrillic and among Cyrillic Latin or Armenian and Greek scripts. Sarmat proposed me one work plan that I incorporated in our proposal. And there is, this is almost formatting down there, but some crucial remarks were in the beginning. Also, I think, Michael, you have done it. Am I right?
Yes. Should I say something about it?
Please, just to inform the other people, because we have newcomers today on the call, and they have to somehow understand what we are doing and how we are doing. Please comment it a little bit.
So,
thank you.
I added some text to section 3, based on specific comments made by integration panel regarding our work plan, which is what section 3 deals with. I copied the relevant comments into the comment, which you can now see in this PDF-ified version of the Word file. You can see the same in Google Docs. They made a lot of comments regarding the work plan, and generally they demanded we be more specific. So I wrote some text around what they put in their comments, and the question is if you find it useful or not. I understand that integration panel was quite clear about need for changes. I'm not sure if those are the right changes. For example, they have a list of 3 particular points they ask us to change, like in how we approach identifying the repertoire and stuff like this, and they asked us to basically state our policy. So I tried to explain the policy as it stands based on the previous discussion we had. But most of that is really out of our hands because integration panel already laid out particular policies, which, from what I understand, we are supposed to follow. So they clarified, for example, that we have to follow this this principle of positively affirming code points and stuff like that. So if you read through the text and you find that it's okay, then I suggest we should leave it like that. If not, feel free to make any kinds of changes you deem necessary. But obviously, integration panel has demanded for us to make changes in our working plan. I hope that clarifies it. Thank you.
Yes. Yeah, they have done it, and I understood what I said just in my discussion before yours. I will read it later, and if there is misunderstanding, if I don't understand it correctly, I will ask. I will ask for an explanation. I'm very grateful to you because you are putting a lot of effort in trying to to help us to finish this proposal. On the other side, I think we might leave some explanations for the later discussion when we are starting to organize our work, because my feeling is that IP does not like a lot of text in this proposal. So we shall. If I see that something could be, an obstacle that IP will accept our proposal as it is, I will ask you to clarify something or to drop something from this, what you have written, because that's just my feeling that the text should be as short as it is possible. But we shall, thank you anyway for your work on this part. And Sarmad, what do you think about this? Have you read the proposal from the changes which Michael has done?
I think generally they're okay. I'd obviously request the GP members to review it and see if they obviously
generally.
I think this is generally incorporating what the IP has suggested, that that the work will look at e.g. IDS level 1 languages and then level 2 and level 3 languages and so on. So I think that's what it is probably suggesting as well. So I think it's just probably, you know, generally it's okay to me.
Okay. Thank you, Sarmat, for this. Thank you very much. So I will probably incorporate all the changes Michael suggested, if anyone from the panel has no objection to it, because Michael is doing a fine job. Thank you very much again, Michael. And, it seems that I have not used the proper fonts in typing the work plan, so thank you.
You can ignore the font, I think, Mariana. It's just because of the expert from the Google Docs version to the Word version that those formatting changes appear. If you look at the Google Docs version, you will not find those formatting changes. But there are some further comments in the table, which you just ran through, because integration panel demanded changes in our working plans by upfronting some other work. And I made a change in that and asked for the opinion of the generation panel.
Oh, you added some activities or something like this. You were more...
There is the very first point, which says review work by other GPs, because this is what integration panel has asked. I copied in the comment above. They said they want us to look first at the existing LGR proposals by other generation panels and the work being done by a Greek GP. And, so I assume that's what we're supposed to do. But my question is that before we had the point in the table in our working plan, which was an item which was supposed to come much later, where we're supposed to look at those other label generation rules, and it said that we're supposed to dedicate 4 weeks to reviewing those label generation rules. And I personally find 4 weeks a bit short to review 3 LGR sets, and so I asked if we should increase the duration to 8 weeks and maybe do it in parallel to step 2, that is developing principles. Because reviewing those LGRs also incorporate developing our own principles on how to deal with script variants, whether cross script or in script. Because we will not be able to review those and give a clear opinion without having made up our own mind. So this is what the comment is about, and this is what I was trying to say. I hope it's understandable.
Yes, yes, of course. Although I'm not very, very familiar with the way how shall we work in the future, I just understood that we have to find we have to look at the proposal from the other generation panels. On the other side, we have to have our own opinion, what are variants looking from our side to the other, from our side as a Latin GP to the other scripts which are using the similar or the same homoglyphs. Although in one of his comments, Asmus said that only homoglyphs should be taken into consideration. All the other similarities shouldn't be the subject of our consideration about variants. I think I understood it as I said. So it is difficult to say in advance how much time we shall need because we didn't develop our own principles. But it seems also to me that it might be a little bit short time, 4 weeks, as you discussed in your comment. Sarmad, have you any opinion about it? Could you help us with this?
So I think the time would change depending on if you're analyzing, reviewing variants for other generation panels. The time would depend on whether you've done your analysis already. If you've done your own analysis and you know what your variant principles are, so for example, you're clear what is a variant and what is not a variant, then it would take shorter time. But of course, if you are developing those principles while you're looking at other proposals, then certainly it would take longer time. So in any case, I think 4 weeks may be short if you are developing principles themselves. So certainly if this comes after before developing the principles, maybe you can spend more time doing it. You know, as Mikhail was suggesting, perhaps a couple of months, maybe slightly more. But it would be actually very useful as well to look at other proposals while the GP is doing variant analysis, because I think it's useful to see how other generation panels are looking at it while doing our own analysis. Thank you.
I don't have the clear conclusion now. There are, as I understood, there are two approaches. First, to develop our own principles, what is variant and what is not. And after that, to look at the work from the other generation panels. Or, first to work... I'm a little bit confused. Can someone propose something reasonable about this topic? Any hands up? Michael, do you want to say something? Because it seems that you have the most qualifications, you, Sarma, then Mats. You can discuss about it, let's say, with more, you have more knowledge than the other people in the group.
I think Mats has a comment.
Matt,
speak.
I was asking in the chat box, and it's Ahmad Anthony that announced me down with MSR2, but in principle, there could be other characters that we suggest to be added beyond MSR2, if we see that there are characters that are needed for some language that we think should be supported. So I think it's hard to at this point talk about variant. And secondly, shouldn't we be independent enough and decide what we should consider for variants with other scripts?
Yeah.
Does the integration panel dictate our work in that way? I mean, if we think that we should go beyond what is homoglyphs according to Unicode, then maybe we should. I think we should try to contribute to the work more independently.
I'm tied up now. I understood that IP wants to have some kind of preliminary variant list before doing all the analysis of all code points in Latin script as it is used now. And this preliminary list is not the final one. The final one can be... That's how I understood the comment from integration panel. To have some to develop, first we have to develop principles, what will be our variance according, when looking to the other script. Is it the first step or not? Matt, do you want to say something because your hand is up still?
Yes, well, I raised it again, actually. I think that we could comment the work of the Cyrillic Generation Panel and see if we agree or disagree with their suggestion of variance with Latin. But we should reserve our right to go beyond that and suggest new variants further on.
Further on, yeah. It seems that it is a reasonable approach, but although it doesn't resolve our list of activities and the length of every activity. IP has imposed many restrictions on our, but I understand their reasons because of our definition of the variant interacts with that of the definition of other LGRs. Yeah. In their comments, they have laid out a very precise working plan taking numerous decisions out of our hands.
So this is Hamad. I think as far as the working plan is concerned, food generation plan.
Hamad, please speak louder. I don't hear you properly.
Can you hear me now?
Yeah, and Mats. Mats. Can switch off his mic. Yeah, now it will be better. Please.
Okay. I was saying that it's really a decide how they want to do their plan. I think IP comments are useful as far as planning is concerned, but it's not something which must be adhered to. So it's really up to the generation panel how they want to take their work forward. And they should really plan accordingly. So I think what is being suggested, in any case, I think work really should start from principle. Question is that you want to just start from repertoire or do you want to start looking at, so question is that do you want to do principles for repertoire and then go into repertoire discussion itself and then come back to do principles for variants or do you want to do the principles first for variants as well as repertoire and then go and start doing the repertoire and variant analysis. It can be done either way. In either case, it's not something which can be done in a single pass. Normally the practice has been that, a generation panel would do a first pass on it and then come back and review it until they feel that this can actually be closed. So even either way, GP plan, do consider that you will need to come back and review.
You are fading. I didn't hear last sentence.
Right. So what I'm saying is that either way, please do keep in mind that whatever you do in the first pass, you may have to come back and review it and edit it further. And so in any case, there are a couple of ways of going forward, and it's really up to the GP to decide how they want to plan it.
But they suggested that we have provided in the first place some kind of let's say preliminary variant tables so that LGRs for Cyrillic and Armenian scripts could be, could be incorporated somehow in the future work.
Right. So I think that's useful to do, but one possibility could be that Latin Generation Panel plans their own work, and if when Cyrillic Generation Panel comes out with their proposal, they can take a pause and look at the Cyrillic GP work and comment on this on it, and then come back, go back to their own plan. That's what Matt was proposing, and that's still possible.
I'm still very confused. I don't know what to do first and what to do second. Shall we, Sarmad, you are saying that we have to decide how shall we work in the future. There are just a few people who can discuss this matter. I mean, and you are one amongst them to help us. Mats, please, do you want to?
Yes.
Mats, please.
Yes. I mean, the articles from the Cyrillic group and Armenian group that we could look at. And I think that we could get some feeling of the work by looking at that. And so we are doing two things. Firstly, we are reviewing their suggestion of variance and giving our comments on that. And secondly, we get a feeling of the work. We get started with something. But we should reserve our right to add more proposed variants later on.
Yes.
Thank you.
Thank you, Matt. So the first activity should be the review work by other GP. Sorry, we have spent the whole hour in this discussion. Do we have time to proceed with it a few more moments, or shall we leave the discussion about working plan for the next meeting? Because there is 15:05 and maybe people have some other obligations now. Okay. Because it is really a relatively hard question. I mean, and a very sensitive question. We must have another telephone call about this work plan, because we cannot finish it in next 5 or 10 minutes. So, for the next, put the things by email. Yes, Michael, thank you very much. It was just my intention to finish the call at this moment and try to discuss the work plan in email, and we shall devote another more telephone conference to finish this proposal. Thank you everyone for attending this call. Thank you very much, and please comment and be active on email list for when I submitted the next version of the proposal, so that we can finish it as soon as possible. Thank you very much for attending the call, and please be active on email. So, Sarmad, you can close the call now. And
thank you.
Thank you very much. Thank you, everyone.